but the here's my question. This is what confuses me about Big Fat and the whole daylight saving time and the whole, his objection to daylight saving time, according to his show today, as I was out running, is that it doesn't get
dark. You can't go to bed.
Right. It doesn't get dark. And I'm like, wait, you go to bed before 9 o'clock? Because even at the latest point in the summer, the sun is down by 9 p.m., right? Even, you know, on those long...
It goes up to 9. Well, I'm a little bit further north than you. Okay. I don't know about 9:30, maybe.
Okay. Still, are you telling me that he goes to bed before 10 p.m.?
I think he goes to bed at 9. Or like, I think he goes to bed at 9 or earlier.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Here's my question. This is what confuses me about Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it sounds like he had phlegm in his throat.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Boker tov yishemen gadol.
And boker tovul to you, too, Big Fatty. I don't think you said that right. Well, it's close enough. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, waker uppers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all are waker uppers. Today, y'all, we had Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then there was Moose Pea. And finally, it was a good morning greeting in Hebrew. Big Fatty, how appropriate for all. It's true. Y'all, it's appropriate for each of them because, first of all, Gay Country West, y'all, he sent me a testimonium on Tuesday saying he needed to pick me up. And so he was going to listen to one of his favorite episodes of the BFO, and I first of all, I didn't know he had a favorite episode of the BFO, but he said that it was episode 549. So y'all, if you want to hear what his favorite episode is, and y'all, then that Moose P, he went over to the www and looked at that picture Big Fatty talked about and had very nice comments. And finally, y'all, it's Passover, so a little good morning in Hebrew, Big Fatty.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo.
It's coming.
Oh. Oh.
Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's
not so bad. Anything but that.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Don't mess the return of Shart Week.
All next week. On BigFattyOnline.com.
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that Big Fatty plays, he takes nipper walks around the hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny Henderwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Fatty, we always know when you don't have shit to talk about, you always play Fatty the Pooh. Well, there's probably a little truth to that. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I cooked some some of those boneless country style poke ribs on the grill. And y'all had some friends give me a container of North Kakalaki barbecue sauce. It's a Winnega based, and so I put that on them, and y'all just grilled them up. Y'all, they were thick, so they really had to stay on there a while, and probably got a little dark for some people. Oh, Big Fatty, lots of people like a black meat. Well, that's true, but not necessarily charred. Oh, Big Fatty, I said something vulgar, didn't I? Did you? Yeah. Mm. Anyway, but y'all, I had some of those for my supper, and I watched the news. Miss Nora O'Donnell is on assignment, so they had Maurice Dubois from the CBS affiliate there in New York. New York City! Yes, and y'all, they're usually out to... covering stories on salsa, but evidently Maurice Dubois was able to come back to the studio to do that. And y'all, then I caught up on some of that Stephen Colbert that I had recorded while I was on my trip, and of course I watched the Jeopardy. And I'm all caught up on it. And then y'all switched it over to the sports ball. The Atlanta Braves, they were playing the Fish. They were playing the Fish, the Miami Dolphins. Is that the right? Florida? Yes. Is it the Dolphins? No, the Dolphins is the football team. What is it? The Miami... Miami something. Anyway, it's a fish. Mean Keen, you know, the official sports ball representative of the, or correspondent of the, y'all, he is the Maurice Dubois of the BFO sports desk. Yes, Big Fatty. Marlins, that's the word. I knew it wasn't Dolphins. It's the Marlins. It's the Miami Marlins, and I watched them until about, I don't know, it was right before 9 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, of course, I'm taking the go-to-bed pills. I've moved them forward because of the daylight saving time. I moved them, taking them to 8:30 p.m. in the evening rather than 8 p.m. in the evening. And but y'all, I was ready for bed, and so I called into the AM chamber right around 9 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I slept like a baby. Y'all, I had the windows up. Y'all, it went to 44 degrees. Y'all, unheard of at the end of April here in Charleston, but. Y'all, I did not sleep like a baby. Y'all, I just kind of tossed and turned, had a little bit of of GERD and a little bit of a coughing fit too. Big Fatty, the old people, poor things. And y'all, then about about, I don't know, it's probably about 5:30, maybe, yeah, about 5:30 to 5:40 this morning, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, 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 I am a what? I'm aware, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, y'all, it was my, muscly gentleman caller. He had said, "Big Freddy, can I give you a wake-up call on Tuesday morning?" I said, "Yes, y'all." I think he was has been very, very well, what's the word I'm looking for? Horny. Yes, that's the word. That's the word. Y'all, you know, it's the full moon, and that gets the juices flowing. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the juices are flowing. Is that why you had the explosive diarrhea? No, I did not have the explosive diarrhea. But, you know, next week we're going to hear stories about things like that. But anyway, y'all, he came over, y'all. I was out like a light. In fact, he even told me when he was leaving, you were snoring it up when I got here this morning. I said, "Thank you for calling," but y'all, it was just lovely, y'all. It just gets better and better with him. You know, I've been he's been one of my gentleman callers for over 30 years. Most of the time, we didn't do anything, but now I'm really happy to have him as a regular. Yes, Big Fatty, let's just hope the juices keep flowing. Isn't that the truth? But y'all, he left, I don't know, right after 6, and you know, Big Fatty's not going back to bed after getting the heart rate up. No, Big Fatty. And so I got on up and I had my coffee and did my puzzles, read the paper, had a blueberry English, not English muffin, a bagel for my brofkas. And y'all, I previewed the Vons East Circular that comes out today. And y'all, I noticed that my homeowner's insurance company, that their helpline opened at 8 a.m. in the morning. So y'all, a few minutes after 8, I gave them a call, because y'all, mortgage handler, the mortgagee, if you will, that they sent the check out and it was delivered by the UPS on Friday at like 10:30 in the morning or something like that. And y'all, I had checked Monday, and I checked again Tuesday morning to see if it had been posted, and y'all, it hadn't. And I got a nice young man on the horn, and he got the UPS tracking number, and he called the billing department, and they were able to track down where the check had indeed come in. And while I had him on the phone, he says, "That's your insurance has been reactivated without any penalty, and that." Check will be deposited today." And y'all, I went back right before I sat down to record, and y'all, I'm good. I'm just as good as it gets. And so y'all, I after that, I I headed out on my morning nipple walk. I did Fat Acres. And y'all, I came back to the villa, I don't know, it was about 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, I had put on a, because it was cold, I had put on a sweatshirt when I went out, and y'all, it had warmed up some, so I put on a short sleeve shirt, and y'all, I headed on up and did my senior size class. Y'all, it just keeps growing and growing. They had to pull out a second rack of chayas for everyone. And then finished the morning nipple walk by doing the big circle. Came back. Y'all had a little bit more of those barbecue poke ribs while I watched the end of The Price is Right. And then I got my share. And y'all, because I had kind of tossed and turned a little bit on Monday evening, I decided I was going to just lay down and take me a little nipper nap. And y'all, I did. And y'all, it was exactly what I needed after getting my heart rate up earlier in the day. And so y'all and I watched a little bit on the TV machine. I watched an episode of that After Midnight. Y'all, I just really enjoy that little show. Y'all, by the way, I've added a new puzzle to my morning puzzles called The Strands. I don't know if you do The Strands, but y'all, if you don't, you should. And it's a word find puzzle. I think I've mentioned it before. But anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Nessie, y'all, hadn't given you much of an update on Olive's estate lately. By the way, the Nip and I are getting ready to head over to Shady Pines for our Tuesday supper with the ladies. And so we'll see them soon. But y'all, Olive has now received both the federal and the state refunds, and those have gone into the estate. And you know, y'all, we're getting close. We're getting close to the end of the probation period. It's the probate period that comes up in about a month. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, the Nip's been able to get an appointment at the Ford dealership to have his battery replaced, and I think he's going to get his oil changed and things like that. So that's at 10 a.m. in the morning, and so I guess I'm picking him up over there, and, you know, I'll have definitely will be a Von Zeist report, because y'all, by the way, the Von Zeist, the Ben and Jerry's ice cream, buy one, get one free. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Daniel Bieber and Crooked Hat over there at The Mix. And Daniel, when you listen to the BFO, what comes to mind?
Here's my question. This is what confuses me about Big Fatty.
Oh, well, go ahead. I'll take your question off the air.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.